It's 21 minutes now past 6 o'clock at AM 840 The Patriot. Time for a Faux News Report. From the worldwide resources of Faux News, breaking and fixing news, since a week ago Thursday, from the Faux Newsroom, I'm Rob Johnson and this is Faux News Today. President Obama returned to his roots in teaching this week, instructing a class on how to deceive the public.
A group can hide behind a phony name like Citizens for a Better Future, even if a more accurate name would be Corporations for Weaker Oversight.
The president told the class, mostly comprised of young socialists and Harry Reid, that the most effective method of concealing your true religion is to have Pastor Rick Warren speak at your inauguration. And the First Lady revealed yesterday that the president's ears sometimes get in the way of their lovemaking. Michelle Obama tells Faux News that since the first couple's purchase of ear restraint devices, she has suffered fewer abrasions and dislocations. And it can be confirmed today that the elevation of her horse continues to reach new heights. The First Lady tells Faux News that, in regards to her husband sitting in the Oval Office,
I'm smarter than him, and if he can do it, I certainly can.
Mrs. Obama refused to rule out a challenge to her husband's nomination in 2012. Actress Jennifer Aniston is coming under fire for remarks she made during a guest appearance last week on Live with Regis and Kelly. Yesterday, the outrage was even clearer within mainstream media, as they blasted Aniston for what they call a most insensitive statement, offensive to all mentally challenged. Here is that statement.
And with all these fun wigs, and it was, and you know, that funny girl. And so it was just like, it was just fun.
You play dress up, Barbara.
I play dress up. I do it for a living, like a retard, but, you know.
Aniston now says she meant to say like a teabagger. Well, today, CBS is reporting that Aniston is now a champion of all that's good in America. ABC calls her a patriot, and Larry King's calling her for a hookup. The stress of 13 charges of ethics violations seems to be getting to Congressman Charlie Rangel. Yesterday, speaking to a small gathering at a senior women's center, Rangel blurted out,
I love my c***.
He then said that he had earned the right to state his feelings.
Hey, I'm 80 years old. I don't want anyone to feel embarrassed, awkward, you know, but what the...
As Rangel was exiting the senior center, 92-year-old Doris McBarton handed her phone number to Rangel, later telling Faux News that she'd like to swap denture cream with him. Meanwhile, Rangel's chief of staff today is releasing a secret telephone recording of Speaker Nancy Pelosi that appears to show her true darker side, and in fact it may shed some light on her private persona that has gained so much power over House members. The recording is allegedly of Pelosi offering one last compromise to Charlie Rangel just before the Ethics Committee handed down their charges against him.
Now, you have one more chance, and I mean it. Now, no, if you want, but I will give you one more chance. You make me want to smoke. You f*** my day up. You care about yourself.
The conditions set forth by Pelosi were reportedly unacceptable to Congressman Rangel and are said to involve the Speaker's broomstick. And former White House Budget Director Peter Orszag, now 3 weeks after his departure from the White House, is enjoying his freedom to speak more openly about the state of the nation's economy under President Obama. When asked by Faux News if the president was still on track with his promise to cut the deficit in half by the end of his first term, Orszag replied with this. And in the words of Senate candidate Alvin Green of South Carolina,
if you're not registered to vote, register and vote.
That's Faux News Today. I'm Rob Johnson reporting.
This is stupid.
He's a jackass.